Lawmakers confirm burning as best way to discover witches. 28th of September 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Washington, D.C. The Senate, siding with President Bush shortly after he personally lobbied lawmakers at the Capitol, rejected a move Thursday by leading Republicans to allow witches a chance to challenge their burnings in court. The vote paved the way for the final passage of Bush's plan to establish, quote, holy commissions, unquote, to prosecute witchcraft and sorcery suspects in legislation that also spells out violations of the Geneva Conventions, a treaty that sets international standards for the treatment of prisoners accused of practicing the black arts. Republicans say the bill is necessary to ensure that witches can be brought to justice and that Inquisition personnel will not be charged with war crimes when they torture these so-called suspects. The bill could reach the president's desk as early as Friday. Bush has gone to Capitol Hill earlier Thursday, urging senators to follow the House lead and approve the plan. Quote, the American people need to know we're working together to win the war on witchcraft, unquote, he told reporters as he left. The Senate voted 48-51 against an amendment by Senator Arlen Specter that would have allowed captured witches to file habeas corpus petitions in court. Specter contends the ability to such pleas is considered a fundamental right and necessary to uncover abuse. Huh. He said, quote, this is a constitutional requirement, and it is fundamental that Congress not legislate contradiction to a constitutional interpretation of the Supreme Court, unquote. Three Republicans voted with Specter, but others in the GOP caucus contended that providing witches the right to unlimited appeals weighs down the federal court system. Quote, it impedes the holy war against Satan and his minions, and it is irresponsible, unquote, said Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.